And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The sentence for Sean Diddy Combs on prostitution-related charges, 50 months in federal prison. CBS's Jared Hill.
Sean Diddy Combs spoke on his own behalf, calling his behavior disgusting, shameful, and sick, moments before a federal judge sentenced him to a little over 4 years in prison, saying he, quote, abused power and control with women he professed to love.
I know someone.
Overnight, Combs' legal team released a 12-minute video shown in court, painting him as a family man, philanthropist, and mentor.
This is our third school. We have opened this official.
In July, a jury found the music mogul guilty of 2 counts of transportation to engage in prostitution.
Prosecutors had asked for an 11-year sentence. Combs will get credit for the 12 months he's been in jail since his arrest. In a statement, attorneys for Combs' former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura, said the sentence imposed today recognizes the impact of the serious offenses Combs committed. Hamas has agreed to part of President Trump's plan for peace in Gaza, but CBS's Margaret Brennan says the deal has not yet been sealed.
What I know after making calls to Qatari and senior U.S. officials is that this response is being viewed as very positive. Now, U.S. officials also know they need to proceed with some caution in hammering out some details that were frankly left out of that 20-point plan that the White House published earlier in the week. Those talks could begin as soon as next week to try to work out some of these details.
On social media, Trump said he believes Hamas is ready for lasting peace, and he told Israel to immediately stop bombing Gaza. The president will address the nation shortly from the Oval Office. American military forces attacked a boat off Venezuela today, killing 4. It's the 4th boat in the Caribbean that the U.S. has attacked. President Trump has said the boats are carrying illegal drugs bound for the U.S. White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
The president has directed these actions, these strikes against Venezuelan drug cartels and these boats, consistent with his responsibility to protect the United States' interests abroad and in furtherance of the U.S. national security and foreign policy interests.
The Supreme Court today allowed the Trump administration to strip legal protection for more than 300,000 Venezuelan migrants. The airport in Munich, Germany, has again been closed over drone sightings. In 2 test votes today, the Senate again failed to break the deadlock over federal funding, rejecting both Republican and Democratic plans as the government shutdown continued into a third day.
On this vote, the yeas are 54 and the nays are 44.
60 votes were needed for passage. The Dow closed at a record high today. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Greatness is here. All 830 of our famous footwear stores now carry Jordan brand. So it's easy to score Jordan brand footwear and accessories, from hats to backpacks to socks, for the full family at a store near you. Famous Footwear's in-store fit experts will help you find the perfect style and the perfect fit. Because every day is a chance to make it famous. Come in and shop Jordan brand footwear and accessories at your local Famous Footwear store today.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Millions of finds, each with a story. eBay. Things people love.
If you know a Taylor Swift fan, or you are one yourself, you are smiling hard today.
I just want you.
Swift's 12th album, The Life of a Showgirl, a giant love letter to her beau, Travis Kelce, dropped at midnight.
Oh my Lord, never made no one like you.
She even name-checks her fiancé's New Heights podcast. The late George Michael gets songwriting credit for one track.
I'll be a father figure.
Some young Swifties are asking, who's he? Variety calls the album contagiously joyful. Rolling Stone says Swift hits all her marks. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
The album is packed with Easter eggs for fans to decode, offering clever clues and references to Swift's public life and her music. The lyrics obliquely mention her engagement to Travis Kelce, her past, and her friendships. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, warm with a low in the upper 60s. Sunny and breezy for Saturday, warm with a high in the mid 80s. More sunshine Sunday, windy, highs 80 to the low 80s. Rain chance Sunday night. Much cooler next week. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good evening, just after 6 o'clock, just about 30 minutes away from high school football. 6:40, the pregame.
Ah, crackling roads that get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more. We'll go taking it slow. And Lord, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady. Please to no man for a happy tune.
Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we're going to start. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman. But you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on. Crackling
make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night. Set the world.
Park to Sturdivant, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Sugar pie, honey buns. You know that I love you. I can't help myself. I love you and nobody else. In and out my life.
In and out my life.
Come and you go.
Come and you go.
Leaving just your picture behind. And I've kissed it a thousand times. When you snap your finger or wink your eye, I come running to you. I tie to your apron string. And there's nothing that I can do.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Chris Morrow, here we are, Friday night. The weekend is here. Going to be a beautiful weekend, too. So we'll have the perfect weekend soundtrack. Timeless hits, Brewer baseball, and temperatures in the 80s. Gotta love it. Let's do the original Lounge Lizard now. Tom Jones, WRJN.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about that little lady. And the lady is mine. But she's never in the way. Always something nice to say. She's okay.
She knows me through and through, and she knows just what to do and how to please me. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Talking about the little lady. And the lady is mine. Yeah, yeah. She's a lady. Oh, 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 she's a lady. Listen to me, people, she's a lady. Yeah, 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 she's a lady.
News and timeless hits on WRJN, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Well, good evening. I'm Chris Morrow. Here we are, Friday night. Kind of an exciting day at WRJN as our signal expanded about 2:30 this afternoon. We've been working on this for quite a while, but we've added a couple of new signals north of the Racine County line for you to hear us on. As of this afternoon, about 2:30 or 2:45, a new FM frequency on 107.3 came on the air. It's exactly what you hear on WRJN 99.9, 98.1, 1400. But now to the north of the Racine County line and throughout southeast Wisconsin or southeast Milwaukee County, you can hear us on 107.3 FM. Covers most of Caledonia, too. So if you're heading north of the county line, try it out. Take us with you. 107.3 WRJN.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Don't let the cold slow you down. Keep moving at Studio OXO, Racine's premier dance studio for adults and teens. Studio OXO offers a fun, welcoming space to stay active, energized, and confident all year long. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and purchase $75 gift certificates for just $30. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Water's incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's 262-989-1001.
If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
Breathe in that crisp fall air. Now, pair it with something warm and delicious from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Cozy up to a piping hot bowl of rich chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, hearty cowboy stew, or classic chili, served in a fresh bread bowl or alongside your favorite pastry and warm beverage. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Up on the roof, up on the roof.
When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face,
up on the roof.
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space.
On the roof.
telling you, right smack dab in the middle of town, I found a paradise that's trouble-proof. And if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Summer evening, spend some time on the roof with the Drifters on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, and high school football. Pre-game coming up at 6:40 with Dick Graceffa.
WRJN is more than just radio. Check out WRJN.com for local and state news, fun poll questions, sports schedules, streaming, podcasts, and local event calendars. You can also suggest songs and sign up for our WRJN newsletter, reaching Racine beyond the radio. Online at WRJN.com.
Understand me like I understand you. Now, baby, I know the difference between right and wrong. I ain't gonna do nothing to upset our happy home. Never know me.
moves. I've got mine. Woman, you got yours too. Just trust in me, like I trust in you. As long as we've been together, that should be so easy to do.
Your home for local news, now Timeless Hits 2 on WRJN. Chris Morrow getting the weekend started with a few timeless hits before high school football hits the air. Just a few minutes at 6:40, Dick Graceffa has that call for us. And then all morning tomorrow, we've got more timeless hits. Brewer Playoff Baseball, 12:30 is the pregame tomorrow afternoon. And all weekend, timeless hits. Beautiful weather, perfect soundtrack. It's all here on WRJN. Enjoy the weekend. I'm going to fill in for Terry Hobble tomorrow from 10 to about 12:30. I'll see you then. Now I'll leave you to the Monkees. A little bit me, a little bit you. Football next.
Welcome. Oh, don't you walk out. We got things to say. Talk out. Let's have it talked out and things will be okay. Girl, you know that it's true.
special sports presentation on WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. It's time for high school sports with Racine sportscaster Dick Graceffa. All season long, we're covering the best prep games here on WRJN. Now let's head out to the game and Dick Graceffa.
Field. It's high school football on DG Sports. Hello again, everyone. Dick Graceffa along with Dylan Dooley producing the broadcast and adding color analysis. Tonight it's a Southeast Conference matchup between the Oak Creek Knights, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference, versus the Case Eagles, 4-2 overall, 3-1 in conference. The winner of tonight's game becomes playoff eligible with four conference wins. The Knights defeated Park 44-0 in their last contest. The Eagles posted a shutout, defeating Kenosha Indian Trail 41-0. The Knights are led by Blake Fergus, who has completed 57 of 90 passes for 740 yards and 7 TDs. Their leading rusher is Jay Bayless Hooker, who has rushed 100 times for 585 yards and 9 TDs. Their leading pass catcher is Doug Hamilton, who has caught 22 passes for 317 yards and 3 TDs. The Eagles are led by Braden LaPerry. Evidently, they're done with the two-quarterback system. He's completed 29 of 51 passes for 570 yards and 9 TDs. Leading ground gainer is Melanchi Eccles, who has 59 carries for 565 yards and 4 TDs. Leading pass catcher is Michael Farr, who has caught 23 passes for 439 yards and 6 TDs. My keys to the game, first for the Knights. Fergus must run a balanced offense tonight to be successful. Must get Bayless Hooker at least 15 to 20 touches tonight. And they must keep the Eagles running attack inside to prevent the big runs. Keys to the game for the Eagles. Now that the Eagles have settled in on LaPerry at quarterback, he must look for Favre tonight for some deep balls. They'll want to get Eccles involved early, pounding the rock. And finally, we'll have to win the battle up front defensively to keep the Eagles, to keep the Knights in check. And with that, I'll bring in Dylan Dooley, as we're looking forward to an exciting game tonight.
Yeah, that's for sure, Dick. Two teams from the Southeast Conference, both kind of vying for that second place spot between them and Kenosha Bradford. This is going to be such a great game. Really looking forward to how these two teams match up. They do match up very evenly, so it's going to be a great game. We're really looking forward to this one here tonight.
And Case won the coin toss, and they deferred, so they'll get the ball to start our third quarter. Oak Creek tonight, the Knights, they'll be dressed in their away white uniforms with the blue numerals. Looks a little bit similar to Penn State. Case will be dressed in one of their home uniforms. It'll be the green jerseys with the gold numerals and the gold helmets. And again, as Dylan said, identical records for both teams, both overall and in conference. So this game will pay dividends for the winner tonight. First, to take a stronghold on the runner-up position, because I'll let Dylan interject here in a minute, but I don't see anybody taking the title away from Franklin now that they've beaten the only other undefeated team that was left, Bradford, last week. So it's all about second place between Bradford, Oak Creek, and Case.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much cruise control, as you said, for Franklin. They want to stay healthy going into the playoffs, arguably undefeated, which will put them in at, you know, number one seed probably. But they have so much talent there in that team. Again, Bradford, Oak Creek, and Case all vying for that second place spot. Contest is close, competition is good, and we're just fighting every week for, you know, those three teams are fighting every week to try and pull out wins as they want to take second place with the last year of Franklin being in the Southeast Conference.
Yeah, it's interesting you should mention that, Dylan. You mentioned about a one seed, but we can't forget about Badger, who was bumped up to Division I this year. Will they be in this geographical part of the playoffs? I think they will be, and it'll be interesting to see who would get the one seed, Badger or Franklin.
Yeah, right now in the projected seedings, if you will, some formula out there, they use the Ohio formula, entered in the wins, the weight, all that stuff. Franklin is ahead of Badger in that. So we'll see if that continues into the playoffs here. But, again, the Badger and Union Grove in that Week 9 contest is going to be a very heavy matchup. That has a lot of implications on seeding, too. The weight of both teams, the records, all that. So, you know, the whole new formula has been very interesting. We're trying to research on it. It's a little bit, you know, tongue-in-cheek, if you will, in terms of what exactly it'll end up being. Those who need to know, know. But I feel like if you're outside that bubble, it's kind of a gray area.
And Dylan, you gave a good lead into our halftime guest will be athletic director here at Case High School, Joe Arbinger, and he will be talking about the playoffs and the point system. So we should maybe get a clearer understanding of how that's going to work, because he told Dylan and I when we were on the field before that, I know all about the point system and how it works. So we'll fire some questions at him, and hopefully we'll get answers for our listeners. So we're going to step away for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Football streaming live on DG Sports.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
The taste of fall is calling at Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Sink your fork into freshly baked pumpkin pie bars with that perfect hint of spice. Or bite into the sweet, cozy goodness of their apple pie bars, just like autumn in every bite. Add a hot coffee or latte and you've got the perfect recipe for a warm, toasty vibe that makes fall unforgettable. For comfort food any day, check out Main Street Bakery on social media for daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Between the Oak Creek Knights and the Racine Case Eagles, live from Hammes Field in Racine on DG Sports.
All right, thanks, Dylan. And we're about 5 minutes away from getting this one started, so we'll wait and see here.
Yeah, tonight, very great game. Looking forward to both of these teams. We're just so excited for this one, Dick.
Yeah, I am too. Dylan and I have made our predictions, and we do not agree. I picked the Eagles. He's got the Knights. So no scores to our listeners. Just he said Oak Creek. He thinks Oak Creek would win. And I'm taking the home team tonight. So
it's truly one of those that could end up being a coin flip. I think because they are so evenly matched, you really don't know what is going to happen here tonight.
And again, they both lost to Franklin by sizable margin, so it's not like, well, we only lost to Franklin by a touchdown. The Sabres handled both of them very handedly, so you can't go by that. So we'll just wait and see when this one kicks off. Again, Case won the toss and they have deferred. First time in 4 weeks that the team that won the toss is not going to ask for the ball first.
Yeah. We're almost at a point where, oh, yeah, they can defer just because so many teams have elected to make a decision versus defer.
So our officials for tonight are Mike Brewer, Doug Damon, William Rostek, Aaron Schramm, Brad Trinkleton. And I hope I didn't butcher that one too much. Those will be our officials for tonight's ball game. And until we see them start working, Dylan, I will not make any comments as far as my pet peeve with chopping in the clock. I don't know if I ever got your take on it, because you did both high school and college. When would your crew typically chop in the clock in high school?
As soon as we could. I'd say my college crew was much better at getting the clock rolling, but in college it's much easier. Tackle out of bounds, stop the clock for a second, we're right back rolling.
Oh, beautiful.
I mean, that's, you know, the difference between high school and college. High school, you get tackled out of bounds, okay, set the ball, now we're going to get the play clock going. But that's nice where in college we're able to just go, go, go. So our crew like to move quick. University of River Falls, way up north, they want to run, their goal is to run 100-plus plays a game, just them. So that's very quick. A normal team runs about 70 to 80. Okay. So if they on themselves want to run 100, they want to go, go, go. Yeah. But at a certain point, you don't want to work too fast where us as officials are out of position. So we always would tell the coach, Coach, we're going to get the ball spotted as quick as we can, but you're not going to be able to go till we tell you. And a lot of teams respected that. So
the Oak Creek Knights have made their way back onto the field. The Case Eagles are getting ready to charge through the gigantic inflatable eagle tunnel. And as soon as they come out, then we'll pause for our national anthem. And I believe it's going to be sung tonight by
a lot of people.
The choral group from Case High School. As Dylan said, quite a few people came through here.
There's about 15 to 20 of them cramped into the press box to our south. They were very respectful coming through here, which we appreciate.
And they're actually called the Case Master Singers. They will be performing our national anthem very shortly. So just waiting for the Eagles to run through that tunnel, and then we'll pause for our national anthem. And they just introduced the Knights, so the Knights ran out of their end zone over to their sideline. Now we should get the Case Eagles to come through. And that's all we're waiting for. On a beautiful night here, can you believe it? First Friday in October. And we're still all in shirt sleeves. And here comes the Case Eagles onto the field.
Temperature right around 80 degrees here tonight for kickoff. Definitely not something we're used to seeing here in week 7 of high school football action. That's for sure.
Yeah, we were actually a couple times tonight till that sun went down. It was very warm up in this press box.
Yeah, it's still a little warm up here, but
yep, cooling off now, though.
Yeah, the sun going away definitely helps. It's such a beautiful sight line we have here, overlooking the woods to our west. Colorish pink, orange, yellow sky. Very nice.
And we're getting assembled here so we can have our national anthem. From the Case Master Singers.
You're listening to WRJN Racine and WZTI Greenfield.
That was the Case Master Singers with our national anthem. So now both teams will go over to their benches, get final instructions, and then we'll get this one underway. Again, Oak Creek will receive the ball to start our game. And Giovanni Gonzalez will kick off for the Case Eagles. And the Knights have not come onto the field yet. Again, both teams come in at 3-1 in conference, 4-2 overall. What's at stake? Take a stronghold on second place and also become playoff eligible with a win. All right, so Gonzalez to kick off. And deep to receive is Holguin and Morris. So Gonzalez waiting for his team to get in kick formation. Puts the ball on the tee now, and now the Eagles should spread out, and we'll get this one underway. Gonzalez to kick it off now. There's a boot. Fielded at about the 5, up to the 10, 15, 20. Cutting back outside, 30, 40, gets outside, 50, 40, still on his feet at the 30, and gets pushed out of bounds at about the 25-yard line.
What an impressive return there. Bayless Hooker.
Bayless Hooker it was. So they'll start now. WRJN in Racine. So first and 10 at the 24-yard line of Case. Fergus is the quarterback in the gun. He's got wideouts to his right. Hands it off and pushing his way up is Hooker. So to bring up second, give him 3 on that. Second and 7.